Just a friendly reminder that the opinions expressed on this show are not worth a Canadian penny, so disregard anything you hear that might get anyone in trouble. And despite some of the great ideas you may hear, don't try them at home. Go to a friend's house instead.
It's time to get a gun. That's what I've been thinking. Well, I could afford one. And if I did just a little less drinking, time to put something between me and the sun. Time to get a gun.
Hello and welcome to Slamfire Radio, Micro Edition.
Micro Edition. Kind of like a micro edition. So, usually we call it a micro cast, but you can call it a micro edition
if you
like.
I'm not as geeky as you are.
You're not.
Your geek is showing. So it's the first ever Slamfire Radio micro cast, and right off the bat, we're trying to make it not micro.
Well, we're gonna do what our can. I can't spoke too good today.
Yeah,
I've been in the sun too long.
And we're taking a card from the Gun Dudes on this one. We're doing it in a car.
That's right.
This is the car edition, the Sonic edition, if you will.
Sonic.
That's right. But we're not at a Sonic. We're at a Subway.
Yeah.
In a Sonic.
But we're in a Sonic.
We're in a Sonic, but at a Subway, not at a Sonic. Sonic.
Okay. So what's happened here is I mean Trevor and I, because Owen's a slacker. We're heading to Ontario in just a couple of hours to the Canadian Reload Radio charity shoot. And so we're not going to have time to actually do a show tonight. So we thought...
And they wouldn't let me do one by myself.
No.
For obvious reasons.
So we met Owen behind a Subway to record a podcast, and that's our story, and we're sticking to it.
Actually, they had to trick me into it.
Yeah.
We did,
actually. Can you bring us a printer, please?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And hey, then, while you're here...
Let's do a show real quick.
So right next to us in the other car is Owen's wife...
Sleeping.
Shaking her head going, what the hell am I going to agree to?
She's sitting over there baking in the car while we're recording a podcast.
I don't even think the windows are down. Should call the SPCA or something.
The car is running in the air conditioner.
Oh, wow. Isn't that environmentally friendly?
I'm driving to possible home purchase
future for Latte Compound.
Yeah, exactly. And so he's paying for gas, so I don't care. No.
It'll be well worth it to have the plumbing checked by somebody who knows what they're doing.
Yeah. So I'm glad this is a gun show or not? Or is it a plumbing
we've
show?
Diverged into really, plumbing. We've this diverged. Is why our microcast take forever. Let's get into what we've been doing with guns this
All
week.
Right.
All right. So Owen, what did you do with guns this week so far?
Nothing.
That's too bad.
Okay, I did. We always shot the match.
Oh yeah, we shot a match
on the weekend. So
yeah, the first ever like level two in Woodstock.
Yeah,
that's right. And who put that on, Owen?
It was a combined effort.
Please,
so
come
modest.
On, the guy.
You put on the big show, and you did a great job.
Yeah,
worked out all right.
He's blushing. In case you can't hear that on microphone, there, he's blushing.
He expected us to say nice things.
Yeah, we're
however,
not gonna. It was horrible. Oh my goodness.
Well, we thought it sucked, but the people from out of town, they enjoyed it.
Yeah,
and said, "I can't wait for him to put on another one."
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was amazing, the stages he put together. There were some very experienced shooters that looked at the stages and scratched their heads and said, what the heck is this guy on?
Yeah.
But no, they were like, wow, there are so many different ways to shoot this. I can't decide. I mean, that is a compliment.
You owe me a bag of cookies.
Yeah, because Trevor did actually win the cookie stage.
I won
yeah.
the cookies. No, right. Joe Goose. Joe Goose owes me a bag of cookies.
Yeah. Because he's
you,
the...
You
I popped, didn't do it.
You popped your DQ cherry.
I did. I,
you got your first DQ
I
in
am. I am the Tommy. For yeah. the week. I DQ'd.
No, you got one guy, not 32.
Yeah, I'm nowhere
like
near
blood
Tommy.
In the water. Yeah. The rest of us should have stepped up and DQ'd somebody too. But so here's what happened. There was a stage called Save the Cookies, and you had to transport an ammo can with a bag of Oreos in it from table A to table B, supported in your or held in your sport ham. The person who had the best hit factor on the stage was going to win the bag of cookies. And not only did I have the best time and the most points, I also had the best hit factor. But when you DQ'd that guy, Mr. Goose felt all sorry for him and gave him
the
my
cookies.
Cookies.
Yeah. See, we should have given him a DQ, like a Dairy Queen gift certificate instead. But no, he got Oreos.
Yeah. So you put on a match. Anything else? Because you did a good job. That's it.
Yeah, that was about all I did.
So who won the match there,
really
Owen? Who won first place in standard division or production division? I mean,
no, we could talk about standard.
Yeah,
well, let's talk about. Now.
There's two first place winners in this car.
Yeah, and then there's a shut up, guys.
So, Owen, you got first in production.
I got first in production.
Yeah. And you beat
one of our
strongest shooters.
He is a fantastic shooter. Yeah. I did not think I was going to come even close to him, which I did.
Oh, you always come close to him.
Now,
speaking of close, here were the percentages. Owen, being the winner, gets 100% of the match, followed very closely by 98.6, which was Larry, followed by you with 96.
Yep.
So it was close.
Yeah.
I know exactly where you lost that match, too.
Oh, yeah, so do I. I suck, and you hate me.
And that's why you lost.
Where did I lose the match?
In the
first couple stages you had.
I were horrible.
Small ones.
I learned to
smoke. Small ones don't add up.
It was the first
though.
Big one. The okay. first, like, 20-plus rounder.
Yeah, I was slow and just wasn't doing good.
Hiccup. The plan didn't go where you wanted
it.
Oh,
not only that, I hit a penalty target, which kind of... That actually right there. If I hadn't hit that one penalty target, I would have at least tied Larry or edged him out slightly.
Yeah, that's how close you guys were.
Yeah.
Yeah, but of course, since he designed it, you know...
Yeah.
He cheated.
Basically. He did, definitely.
Yeah,
that's why when I designed, especially that last one, and I had to, okay, this is how I'm going to shoot it, and I'll design it this way and make it easy to make mag changes, and then I actually get there and start thinking about it going, no,
I'm not doing this.
I'm not going to do it that way.
If Harold or some of the other stronger shooters had been there, I may not have done so well, because that stage, I had a perfect plan.
Mm-hmm. It fell apart on you, man.
It fell apart. I was supposed to go 6, 10, 8, and 6. And I didn't go 10. I went 6. 6.
6. He's 8. The devil. Get him.
Yeah. Anyway, I did a mag change way too soon.
Yeah.
And when it was called one mag at a time and you had limited mags spread all over the place, that wasn't a wise move.
Nah. Yeah.
I pulled it off with a standing reload. But
you did. Yeah, no, you did a good job. You were shooting very well.
I made it look like that was the plan.
Those of you interested in actually seeing what happened, you can go to Trevor's YouTube channel, CDN Shooting Channel.
Or M-Matt.
M-Matt. And there are two versions of the video.
Yours is cool because it has my super fast mag change and slow-mo.
And my thrown mag.
Yeah, strategically placed mag.
Yep.
By throwing it.
I threw a magazine, and it worked.
This is the guy that could not sink a basket in high school, but he's...
Yeah.
I'm throwing a mag right to my own feet.
Yeah.
I kicked butt on that stage,
you did,
too. Holy
too.
Crap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
So, what about you? What did you do?
Well, I shot the stage. Shot the match with you guys. That's pretty much it I did, except for what we did today. Trevor and I went to the gravel pit and did just some plinking, and then went bullfrog hunting. You know, very Duck Dynasty style. So we've got some bullfrog legs in the fridge at home waiting for Jewel to flour them up and fry them for us.
No flour.
Which will not happen.
I was going to say, that's not going to happen.
No. I know. So we're going to bring home KFC for Jewel. We're going to try the frog legs. That'll be interesting. So that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much it. What I did for guns. What about you, Trev? The match?
The match. And then I was out... once on my own to sight in my revolver to try some wad cutters. Bolivar said that his 686 used to love wad cutters, so I had some 38 special wad cutters. Not so much. No love there. Went back with Winchester White Box 38 plus P ammo and shot groups at 25 with my 686 and my Glock, and the 686 is got the nod for the charity shoot, zombie shoot.
Very nice.
We did a 7 or 8 hour work day at the range. We got so much done now at the range that we actually took out the materials needed to build the stages for the Nationals and laid them out strategically in different bays.
Oh, very nice. You just have to kind of assemble it whenever
start
you get there.
Start assembling it. Yeah. We take possession of the range on Saturday, and the range is closed for 3 weeks for construction for the Nationals. So things are, we don't want to say it, but we're actually ahead of schedule.
Yeah, don't say that, because
that's
then it all falls apart.
Yeah. I did an interview on the radio for the Nationals with CKNB, the Campbellton radio station.
I've actually got a recording of that. I could play that if you wanted.
Yeah,
I'm not going to do that. No, that's too much editing.
But yeah. I guess it went okay. And then I did some more shooting with Mark Giroux, and then I sighted in my .22 for the silhouette with Pierre-Luc.
Which is what we're going to do this afternoon, or this evening, when we get back to my range up in Edmonton.
Hopefully figure out what's going on with that scope, because I ran out of elevation. I couldn't even get to 100. I ran out of clicks.
Yeah, I think we should change your bases.
I don't want to sight the whole thing in over, though.
It only takes 3 shots to sight in a rifle.
You're
not very good at this game, are you?
No.
You just shoot and then aim for the hole. What?
Yeah. So we done got ourselves some bullfrogs.
Yeah, we got some bullfrogs.
So
yeah, it was fun. All very Duck Dynasty.
Cool. So let's let the listeners know that our goal we'll put this up tonight.
Yep.
And then we want to put little microcasts on the road.
So here's our thing. We're either going to put up microcasts as we produce them, depending on internet connectivity and how awake I am. Or if that doesn't happen, I'm going to stitch them all together into one kind of full-length show and put that up on Tuesday.
A montage,
if you will. So we're going to try really hard to release them as we make them, but well, there's no guarantee. I just want to let you know that right now.
Record from the road tomorrow. Post it when we get to 10X's compound. Record from the road again, and then record Oliver.
Let's try not to record too much from the road, because you get road noise. But we'll do what we can.
From the road, not while driving.
Oh, see, I don't understand the question.
All right, I'm getting hot.
I'm very hot. So that's pretty much it for this show. Owen, any parting words?
Don't have any fun.
You don't. Jealous
if I
much?
Wasn't, if I wasn't so responsible, I would go with you.
Right. I'm glad I'm not responsible.
Me too. Yeah. I like being 12 years old.
Mentality, definitely. Yeah. All right. Well,
thank you.
Thanks for stopping in. I was actually talking to listeners, but Owen, you can say you're welcome if you want anyway.
So, how about this?
How about I splice in some extra audio that Trevor and I recorded recounting our tale of bullfrog hunting?
We were so impressed with our harvest from this afternoon's bullfrog hunt that we thought we'd podcast about it. What did we cook up for?
Was it four?
Yeah.
There was at least four, because I remember I shot three and you shot two. I mean one. That's right, one.
I only got that one.
Yeah.
I got the biggest one.
You got the biggest one. We'll go with that.
I took him with a scope.
You did take him with... That was a long-range shot, too.
It was the only way I could get them.
Because you had a scope on. Mine were pretty much point-blank. I pretty much poked the barrel in their eye.
Scratched my rifle. Anyway, the point is...
We went bullfrog hunting.
And I cooked them up in bacon grease.
Yeah, next time, a little bit of garlic.
So, it's not my first experience with eating bullfrog.
But it's mine.
And he didn't... He didn't get them in a buffet. He didn't get them at a restaurant.
I got them at the pond.
He got them at the pond. Went to a gravel pit to play with our 22s, and there was a pond there, and I heard a bullfrog, and I went,
supper! That's what they say, right? Supper.
Eat me.
Eat me.
Eat me.
Ribbit. Eat me! I did.
So, yeah, I didn't even think you were... You didn't take me serious at first.
My days of taking you seriously, Trevor, are certainly coming to a middle.
Love it. Well, we saw the first one, and I'm like...
Because you thought about it, it's like, do I want to get wet? Because he was out there. It wasn't too deep. It's up to our calf, I guess.
Yeah.
But...
I'm not going to shoot him unless I can retrieve him.
Right. And so I was like, well, I can. My pants go up past my knees. I can walk out and get him. So I missed him.
Yeah.
Yeah, got the pellet gun out and promptly shot right over his head. So apparently...
And I must have shot over two. Because I shot at two with the pellet gun and we didn't recover them.
Yeah. Meanwhile, one of them that I shot with the pellet gun, I did.
Oh, clean
nail.
Him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Clean
but...
Him. Center of frog.
It was center of frog. Definitely center of
Minute
frog.
Minute of Kermit.
Minute of Kermit.
Kermit.
Kermit, that's what I meant to say.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Oh, but anyway, they're tasty, so...
Oh my, like seriously, they say they taste like chicken, they're not lying.
I found they taste like frog.
Well, but... Trevor thinks they taste like... This is my first experience with them. They literally taste like tender chicken. They're not rubbery... They're not fishy. Trevor's like, well, of course they're not fishy. They're frogs. Yeah, but they live in the same spot.
Yeah. So if you're looking for something new to eat that you can find in your backyard...
Try it. They're hard to clean. I'll tell you that.
They're hard to skin.
Well, that's what I meant to say. Cleaning them's easy. You just shoot them with a 22 through the back. Everything comes out the front.
Yeah. It's getting the skin down around the pelvis.
Yeah.
It's off.
I'm going to have to come up with something, because catfish is the same way, and my uncle taught me you drive a nail through a board, and you put the head through, then you're pulled off with pliers. Yeah. So I'm going to think, if I pick up a whole mess of them, I'll do that.
I'm sure there's a video on YouTube, how to clean a bullfrog.
I'm going to Google it right now, or YouTube it. No, I'm not. I'll do it later.
Yeah. But anyway, we're going back.
We're definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, that place was frog heaven.
Yeah. You hear the bullfrogs calling all over the place.
Oh, they went nuts at once. That one time. Remember, they were just all like, ribbit, ribbit. And it's like,
all right, get the scope.
A whole cacophony.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
There you have it. Another micro pod. Are we adding this to the first one?
I think we'll just add this to the one we just did with Owen.
All right.
So, Owen. Yeah, man.
You missed
the frogs.
While you were
checking out. Didn't, but you did.
Yeah, while you were doing the plumbing stuff around my potentially new home, we were eating bullfrogs.
Yeah. So now I've got to figure out how to splice this in somehow, and then, because we'll cut back to Trevor saying,
take somebody shooting.
Don't tell me what to do.
I wasn't talking to you.
Oh.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Why do we keep going back to that?
So if you have any comments or questions for the show, please send an email to slamfireradio@gmail.com. Now go grab a gun and shoot something. When the talking is over, it's time to get a gun.